Labor announced today that if elected, they will roll back a generous tax exemption from the Howard era. It applies to people who pay nothing in income tax yet receive cash refunds from the tax office. Mr. Shorten says it could save the government almost $6 billion in its first year. I think that's the ALP government if he wins. However, the plan has already found some opponents.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten today announced a new policy which the Labor Party will take to the next election. Shorten's Labor has, over the last few years, announced a number of changes to Australian tax law that they say will make a more equitable system. This latest is no exception. Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen appeared alongside Mr. Shorten.
Well, thanks very much, Bill. Today, the Labor Party continues doing what we do best, big, bold economic reforms. Just as we have last term and this term, providing an alternative to the Australian people and seeking a mandate for that alternative. Now, the two announcements that Bill has spoken about, briefly. Dividend imputation reform. Let me say this up front. Dividend imputation is an important part of Australia's financial infrastructure. It's a proud Labor reform. Paul Keating introduced dividend imputation in a way which changed the way our economy works. But then John Howard and Peter Costello changed it in a way which is now unsustainable. It costs now $6 billion a year and is projected to rise to more than $8 billion a year, more than the Commonwealth Government spends on public schools or on childcare.
For those of you without a degree in economics, here's a little background. In 1985, then-Treasurer Paul Keating introduced dividend imputation, essentially to stop income from being taxed twice. If a company made a profit, it would be taxed by the government. The company would then pay dividends to its shareholders, where the money would be taxed a second time as personal income. With the introduction of Keating's dividend imputations, the shareholder, when paid dividends, was also given something called a franking credit, which could be used to reduce their taxable income. The changes proposed today apply to amendments made by the Howard government in 2000. Under those changes, if a person still had franking credits left over after their taxable income was reduced to zero, they could receive a cash refund. It's a little bit like those rare and welcome times when you receive a refund from the tax office, except that you never paid tax in the first place. Under Labor's proposal, you can still use the franking credits to reduce your taxable income, all the way to zero if you're lucky, but there would be no cash payouts to those with credits left over. Some of those affected are retirees with self-managed super funds, or SMSFs. I spoke to John Moroney, CEO of the SMSF Association, about the industry's response to Labor's announcement.
So we strongly oppose their proposal because we think it unfairly targets self-managed super fund members and others that are saving for their own retirements, and we think they should rethink the proposal.
Since they no longer work, these people do not have large taxable incomes to begin with and can sometimes use the franking credits to claim significant cash refunds. Labor quotes the top 1% of SMSFs claiming on average $83,000 on the scheme. I asked Mr. Moroney if he thought the proposal would make the system more equitable.
Well, it's not even-handed. It's not fair compared to retirees that are in funds that have got a lot of young members that are bringing in taxable contributions. So essentially, the retired members in a large fund can still get the full benefit of their imputation credits because they've got young members bringing in taxable income, whereas those that have chosen to be in their self-managed super fund or they've chosen to invest directly don't have that opportunity to have young people subsidise their retirement income. And so we think, to be fair, it should be the same set of rules for all.
However, I spoke to UTS lecturer Rosalie de Gabriel, who disagrees with Mr. Moroney. She said the people affected are more than able to take the hit.
I think that the proposed Labor policy is fair and equitable and should have been redressed over a decade ago. It will only impact in the majority very high net worth individuals who have the self-managed super funds. And in any case, the important issue here is that these people are paying no tax. It may impact a very small percentage of pensioners, but I would think that that would be quite manageable for that group.
Rosalie raises a point here, which Labor can expect to become a big talking point. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, said today that the Coalition would never support the proposal. While denouncing it, he mentioned the pensioners who would be affected. They, of course, also fall into the bracket of those who don't have any taxable income and are therefore eligible for the cash refunds. But Ms. De Gabriel believes they make a small proportion of those affected and that it's time it ended.
Look, you know, the couple of pensioners who've exploited the loophole or if I call it that, or exploited the benefit. I'm sorry, but they were lucky and they've had 20 years of it, and congratulations, you've gotten away with it, but it's not fair and equitable.